Scottish football's league leader. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Teams back out at Hampden. I don't even think we're going to get the chance to go back to Andrew McLean. That's how close we are to kick off, but I don't think there are any changes for either side. So let's get the second half underway at the National Stadium.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Goal flashes with M&D Green Pharmacy. From apprenticeships to pharmacy managers, start your career with them today.
Well, you wouldn't expect any changes, to be fair. It's not like it's been a disastrous half for either Hugh. Rangers have been forced into one due to injury anyway, so on we go for the second half.
You just hope that the game gets an adrenaline rush. It's what Gordon Dale would describe as soporific at the moment. We really need to get some lively action, particularly, I think, in front of Jack Butland. Hearts must be disappointed with how the game has progressed from their point of view.
Yeah, I'm looking for a different pace to the game in the second half. I think both managers would have maybe just had a word or two with one or two players. Wee bit composure from Hearts. Rangers seem to be mostly in control, but not really testing Craig Gordon as much as they would have liked, especially after a terrific start. So a bit better for both teams, I'm hoping, for the second half.
I know it's important that you get in the final, and never mind what it looked like. I understand all that, but the Rangers supporters, I think, be looking for more.
Yeah, I suppose, though, at the same time, when you've had the week that they've had, it really becomes all about just avoiding disaster, doesn't it?
Well, they want to make a good start, and they almost did.
Well, they might have another chance too. I don't know if the flag would have gone up anyway, but Cyril Dessers, it almost broke his way, and away it comes. Hearts trying to get up the pitch a bit more. That's a great recovery tackle, but Shankland, he's way second favourite against a man he knows well in John Souter.
Sterling does well there to sniff out the danger, because he sees Shankland eyeing up that crossfield pass to Vargas, who's isolated with Balogun, and he does enough to block that. But I agree with the guys, you know, the quality doesn't match what we saw yesterday or the excitement, but listen, if it ends this way, I don't think Rangers fans or Philip Clement will look back at it and care that much. But if you're Stephen Naismith and you're sitting third in the league and you've nothing really else to play for, you're looking for more from your team going forward.
Oh, it's lovely from Todd Cantwell. Brings it down and finds Dessers. He can't find a teammate. I keep going back to the League Cup semi-final between the sides. Spoke to Lauren Shankland during the week, Gordon. That's the one that he is annoyed at the most, because he feels like it sort of passed them by. You know, you get different types of defeat. Rangers obviously hammered Hearts 5-0, but that one, Rangers weren't really at their best, but Hearts just didn't really do much, and it passed them by, and they were 3-0 down, and they pulled one back, and it was too little too late. You know, that's really what Hearts have to avoid this afternoon. We're now 47 minutes in. Rangers are not flying here. They're not absolutely battering Hearts. So if you're Hearts, can you not try and offer something of your own?
I'm disappointed the way Hearts are going about their business. I think they're laboured. You're right, Gordon. It's okay saying the past is by the last time. Well, if that was the case, learn from it and try and do something. I said in the first half, Cantwell is playing in between the midfield and defenders. They've still not addressed that. He picked up another good ball there. He was unlucky with his pass, put a bit of pressure on the Hearts defence. I'm just struggling to find out, you know, look at Hearts and say, where are they going to change this game?
You know, they demand a 50-50 allocation of tickets. And, you know, people respond. They've got nearly 20,000 fans there. I mean, if I was a Hearts fan, I'd be wondering why I bothered.
They're not miles off it, though, are they?
Oh, I think they are, Gordon.
Well, we just said, we all just stood and said it was a pretty even first half.
Well, because Rangers started well and then fell away.
I see the point. I think we're in danger of acting like Hearts are 3-0 down here.
No, all it needs is one opportunity to spark them into life. But in the balance of play, like,
not much in the game.
There's not much in it. And even I agree with Daz that Cantwell's getting wee positions. However, he's never really used the ball well enough to then result in a serious problem for Hearts. But like, we saw how a game can change quickly yesterday. Stephen Naismith will be looking for a wee bit more, but I can, from a set piece like they've got here,
corner,
something
Hearts
can spark.
Yeah, I think it was going to need something for a set play for Hearts. I'm looking at Shanklin as well. I love Shanklin as a player. Every time he's picking the ball up, he's nearly in his own half. Rangers would be delighted with that.
He's quite good at that though, isn't he? Linking up, we have to say.
Yeah, he's a good player.
George Grant's ball good comes in, it's a bit high and loopy, and it is really well defended.
Good header from Balogun right in the middle of his 6 yard box. It wasn't a great ball, but still, you need to get height and distance on it. And look where Rangers are now, resulting from that.
Nope.
Well, it's a push, anyway. Foul from Dessers.
Do you know what? Every now and then, just when you think that we here are the football capital of sort of childish, quite cringy and embarrassing accusations of bias and so on. You know the ones where you think, oh, come on, are we not all adults here? Have you seen Nottingham Forest's official statement today?
Well, they're blaming VAR, are they?
This is like something from an amateur league. Nottingham Forest, we're talking the biggest league in the world here. Three extremely poor decisions, three penalties not given, which we simply cannot accept. That's how it starts.
Yeah.
We warned the PGMOL that the VAR is a Luton fan before the game, and they didn't change him. Our patience has been tested multiple times. NFFC will now consider its options. It's like you're raging auntie on Facebook.
They're playing Everton, so if the guy's a Luton fan,
oh, but because it's linked
Luton
with Torelli,
down the bottom table.
And this is, remember going back to here when we say, yeah, this is, We should have referees declare their allegiance, and then everyone gets the league table out and goes, okay, Forest, well, you can't referee him, they can't referee that team or that team or that team or that team.
Forrest not employed
Mark Clattenburg as a ref consultant. So when he's when he's not doing gladiators.
Well, he's obviously
he's fingerprints, not doing it on a Saturday.
His fingerprints are all over that.
Gladiators is finished now though, so he's got a bit
he's
more
time. His big foam fingerprint from Gladiator.
Wolves have got a wee history of that. They complain about VAR.
Well,
all
by the way, they've had some here we go.
You're in.
Oh, Kenneth
Vargas, he just takes too long and he tries to square it, and it's very importantly cut out in the 6 yard box by Rangers. That is Hart's best opening of the game.
He's got to do better for me. He gets into a great position there. Good defending. Okay, we'll give the defenders a bit of credit, but when you get in of these positions, in behind the Rangers back four, you've got to put them under a bit of pressure with a decent ball.
Yeah, it's been few and far between. You've seen that sort of opening for Hearts, and Vargas has got serious pace. He gets in, I think he just delayed it.
Took
another touch, and it allowed, was it Balogun that got in there and just cleared it?
And I think even once you get in that position, Mark, if you are unsure, if you can put the ball across with a bit of pace, it's one of them. It might come off Balogun and go in, but it ends up quite an easy flick of the outside of the boot for it to be cleared away.
So tentative. I think he was caught in a couple of mines there, and he does neither. And it's a let off for Rangers, because it certainly was a good opening.
It just looked like when he got in that position, he looked up, he didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
Philippe Clement must be getting twitchy now, because
I'll tell you what we didn't focus on is how poor it was from John Souter. He's absolutely robbed of the ball by
James
Kenneth
Tavernier. I think it gets in for the block.
George Grant with the free kick. This is much more like it from Hearts, and it's hacked away for a corner. It was I was going to say a bit ambitious from Vargas to try and chest it down to a teammate in the box, but it almost worked.
Yeah, and Lundstrom just in the right position just to turn it behind there. Quick one.
Yeah, short corner. What can Hearts muster here? Maybe overcooked it. No, it is. It's kept in and scrambled. And that the ball is just pinballing around inside the box, and Rangers do get it half clear. This is much better from the Jambos.
Oh, a lot better from Hearts, putting a little bit of pressure on.
It's a poor ball though. It's going to go to Jack Butland.
Yeah, he's not going to catch up. But see if you go back to that original chance with Vargas. See if you watch, if he cuts it back to Shanklin, what a chance he's got. Shanklin keeps that in brilliantly. Causes a little bit of panic in the Rangers' defence.
Yeah, it's opening up a bit, which is good for the spectacle here.
Honestly,
Robbie Matondo, you know, the classic one where you try a back heel, but you back heel it off your standing leg and it just doesn't go where you want it to. Well, I've seen one of them.
He's as bad for Rangers today as Yang was for Celtic yesterday.
That's a great ball from Tavernier. Yeah, Dessers just couldn't get it under control, but forward thinking from Tavernier, gets the break of the ball, middle of the pitch, zipped into Dessers, who makes actually a good run. terrible. He takes that with the wrong foot.
He left. He's got to go with the left, Mark.
Yeah.
Cushion that with the left and flick it with the right.
Then once it's running out of play, should he not just, you know, twist his body and try and keep it in rather than trying to flash across, which he was never getting. Alan Forrest just out muscled, and I think he's offside as well. That's a frustration, isn't it, Gordon? Hearts play it forward and Forrest's offside, but still doesn't beat Balogun to the ball.
No, Balogun's very strong, very pacey. I think Balogun's a good defender. I think it was the right choice today to bring him back in. But I think Hearts will be encouraged with the last 10 minutes here. I wouldn't be surprised if Rangers make a substitution.
Yeah, encouraging quickly for Hearts, Hugh, and a reminder, although I'm not sure they would have needed it, to Rangers that this is a close cup tie.
Yeah, as I say, the deeper we go into the game and it's still 1-0, although Rangers coming forward, possibly the
couple of fouls here. Oh, he gets away with that. I thought the first one was a foul on Cantwell, and the referee allowed play on. Maybe the second one was a bit of a body check. And
you kind of assume it gets brought back, but I wonder if he'd let it go on long enough. Cantwell's giving the assistant referee a mouthful.
I keep saying about Cantwell picking up these balls in these positions.
He's possibly got a case.
Yeah, I know Mark says he's not doing a lot with it, but that's not the case. If he gets in there and it's one quality ball, it kills you. But going back to Desser's opportunity, I think a bit of quality he's got to do better than that for me. Gets it all wrong, goes with the wrong foot.
Well, enjoying the cup tie now, it is a bit lively.
Yeah, it's livening up, yeah.
Rangers 1, Hearts 0, but Hearts will be the happier with the opening 10 minutes to the second half.
For sure. Rangers are an enigma. They started so well, so confidently, goal in front after 5 minutes, and you know, we can argue to and fro, but they're just not entertaining today.
You've seen that one back, Mark. Do you understand Todd Cantwell's frustration?
I thought the first one was a foul. I think he even had an argument that the second one was a foul as well, so it's surprising that the referee didn't give either. But Rangers, you know, just gathering bit of momentum, bit of possession territory at the minute after Hearts had their best spell, probably.
Yeah, it was a tenacious battle there. Cammy Devlin did so well to win it back, but he couldn't move away with it, and Lundstrom started another attack for Rangers, which Diomandé joined in on. Here's Rabbi Matondo. No. You've seen it in the last couple of weeks. Dances down the left, cuts in on that right foot. This one's halfway down Aitkenhead Road, though. Going to be a double change for Hearts, probably in both wide areas. Barry Mackay, who has scored a famous screamer for Rangers at this stadium, is going to come on, and that will be a welcome sign for the Hearts fans. I'm sure they've not been able to call on him very often this season.
Three changes, Hearts.
He's
coming on as well.
Triple.
So, you know what? I quite like that from Stephen Naismith. He's looking at the pattern of this game. He's not happy just to be still in it. He wants to go and get an equaliser and go on and take the game to Rangers. And with the way the game's going, yeah, Hearts may create a chance or two just now, but nothing's really happening. It needs something to dramatically change here to put more pressure on Rangers.
Yeah, I mean, Barry Mackay's had a really tough run of it. He got injured at the end of December and didn't play again until the 30th of March. He's made three appearances since, maybe a chance. Hearts edge of the box. Shankland, he's just crowded out. And Hearts' speed of thought in those areas is maybe just letting them down. They have had openings, they've had opportunities.
Oh, we ran.
There's a bit of a flashpoint. Cammy Devlin's flown in with a tackle. It was late, it was heavy. I'm not sure it's quite as bad as the reaction that it's brought about. We'll have another look at it.
No, it's just a late challenge from Devlin. Yeah. But just before that, it was just a comedy errors from Rangers players, Hearts players, because Hearts win the ball back, then the pass is behind Shankland, it's a slip from Tavernier, speed of thought then from Shankland, not taking it quick enough.
Shankland doesn't look sharp enough for me, but how many times down this left hand side in the second half is
John Souter? Lost a couple of times.
Yeah, he's got to be careful there.
I think we're going to see Fabio Silva at some point. You know, get that moment, Mark, it's your worst nightmare as a player. You smash one into the stand like Rabbi Matondo, and the manager just turns straight away and asks for a sub.
Yeah, it's probably in his mind, but that just cements it. You know what I mean?
Oh, it's an unforgiving business. But anyway.
Yeah, but the thing is, how many times, well, a good couple of times we've seen Matondo dance inside, you said it, and I'm wondering why Atkinson has shown him in there. But maybe that's why. Forrest off. First change, yep. Grant as well.
George Grant off, Forrest off, and Nathaniel Atkinson off. Barry Mackay, Dexter Limbikisa, and Yotaro Oda on. So all like for like, really. Roughly, well, anyway.
Yeah, well,
fresh impetus. We'll call it fresh impetus because Stephen Naismith must know that Rangers aren't at the best. The game has been a low-key affair. One decent, coherent move from Hearts, an equaliser, and we are at the races.
Yeah. You accept, Mark, you've been there as a so-called smaller team and an underdog. You accept that on these occasions the big teams can beat you. If they're better than you, you beat you. The worst ones must be when it gets to the end of the game and you think, they were there today. Yeah. If we could have just salvaged a bit more out of our performance.
Without doubt, because I said before that you need you probably need Rangers and Celtic to play below their level, and you need to be right up there. Now, I think Rangers are playing below their level. The problem is that Hearts aren't playing to their maximum level. They've been poor in situations as well, and not taking advantage of the moments that Rangers have slipped through Souter in this second half in particular. So if it does stay like this, or it gets worse for Hearts, Stephen Naismith will analyse it after that and kick themselves that they didn't take full advantage of this performance.
Yeah, it looks a cup tie. The Hearts are very much in.
Oh,
but can they get the goal? If Rangers were to score again as this ticks down, it becomes a very, very difficult afternoon.
You just wonder when Rangers are making that sub, because Matondo down this flank is offering absolutely nothing so far. I said it earlier, I'm not being hard on the boy, I just think he's an impact player from the bench.
Well, Hearts have to show something, you know, that for all that we've talked about, three subs, fresh impetus, etc, etc, Jack Butland is not being troubled.
I know, but the guys in front of him are quite a bit, it has to be said. And here goes Oda again, and he's in that box with John Souter. He can't pick out a teammate though. And Souter gives it straight back.
He's having a bit of a nightmare, Souter, in the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, he really is.
Cantwell could be interesting to see. He needs to be careful. He slid into a tackle there. Now, I think Steve McLean had a look at that, but he's had one or two. But Hearts have got a wee lift. The substitutions have given them a little bit of a lift.
Yep,
they need a bit of quality.
Here's Limbikisa in a good crossing area. It's not a good ball though. Hearts have got down Rangers' left hand side about five times in the second half, and not once have they put a good ball in.
By the way, not once has Dujon Sterling been in that area either. Where's Dujon Sterling getting dragged to? Because he seems to disappear. Souter's gave it away so many times, but the quality from Hearts has been so poor from that area.
Here is that Rangers change that we alluded to. Fabio Silva is going to replace Rabi Matondo.
Not surprised.
Did you see that one coming?
Not surprised. I'm not surprised. Honestly, I think the boy's got terrific pace. He's not a starter for me. He's a sub. You get players that are subs that come on and give you that lift, that spark, that pace, that cutting inside, terrific goal. But when you start them from the beginning, they're not for me.
It's never a tag you want, is it?
Super sub.
Good sub. Solskjaer made a career out of it, didn't he? Right enough.
Yeah.
Oh dear. Cantwell again.
He's certainly putting himself about. But
weirdly, I don't. For some reason, the Hearts players don't really seem to be complaining.
They're playing on. They've taken the throw in, and the players down the ground.
Cammy Devlin's down, writhing around in agony, but his teammates don't seem too fussed.
Stevie gets up. Oh, there's a surprise. He's up. He's all right.
He's just thinking, I need to try and get that John Lundstrom jersey to put it next to Lionel Messi's.
Sell them two together. A double.
Now, Rangers, you know, could do with just keeping the ball for a couple of minutes. They've been poor in possession. Really poor in possession.
Hearts have been the better side in the second half, haven't they?
Yeah, without doubt.
However, here come Rangers.
Diamande.
Diamande's got a shot at goal, but he flashes it wide.
I've got to say, see as much as Cantwell comes in for a bit, I think he's worked very well today. He's worked very hard for the team.
He just seems to think he has it.
Oh, it's a lovely turn from Lawrence Shankland. He's on the halfway line though. That's where he's done most of his good work. And then if there is one limitation, I think we all know it, and people hammer it, it's pace to get away from someone on that occasion. Balogun just comes back and takes it off him after a great touch.
Yeah, I think he knows his limitations. I think that's why he has a real go. Was it Barry Mackay or Vargas? He has a real go at him, either to stand still or keep his width.
He's got to keep his width.
Shanklin's got nobody outside him. He's never getting away from Balligan. He's got no option.
He runs inside and absolutely kills Shanklin. Terrific bit of skill, great turn. I've got to say, I don't criticise him a lot, but I don't think he's looked at his best today. I think Cantwell's been terrific in these.
Is that not a really good turn from Shanklin though? And then ultimately, you know what, you know the type of player he is. He's not going to sprint away from Balligan. What, you know, why is that a passage of play that leads you to remind us all that he's not looking sharp today?
But it was the one in the box when it fell to him. I see Shanklin moving his feet quicker, taking a ball, causing problems. He looked very flat footed for
Nice from Dujon Sterling. Goes back onto that left foot, which you might think is not the preferred option, but as someone, as a right footer who played left back, Mark, is it important to do that? Because ultimately it's
mixes things up.
Probably what the defence don't expect.
Yeah, and I think he does well there. I don't think it's a bad ball in to dig that out with your left foot. I think you could, you'd be in your right to say to your attacking players,
yeah, go and attack it.
Go and attack it. You know what my weak foot is. You know roughly where I'm going to put it. But he does well. At least he takes Hearts the other way. I mean, he's done more there getting to the byline than Matondo did for 60 odd minutes.
If you're Philippe Clement and you assess 65 minutes, you're not impressed. I mean, he'll say it's, you know, a replay of Real Madrid and Eintracht, but you can't be impressed by that.
I like that there, because we're back at the venue. Yes. Of Real Madrid Eintracht. I see, I like what you did there. He's a historian of the game, this guy.
Did you tell us you were at that game?
Was that the Zidane goal? Right,
No, 7-3 7-3 for Real Madrid.
I think it was Bayer Leverkusen in the early 2000s. Oh, was it? 40 right, years out.
Yeah, Di Stefano.
Oh, there's a chance.
Nah, it's a heavy touch from Shankland. He's not going to be able to do much with it. Hasn't gone out though, but it's a throw in.
Just backed up my argument with Shanklin there.
Yeah, but you do
not
this.
Not being as sharp as normal.
So what did you want him to do there?
I'm just giving him a lot of compliments in his overall play throughout the season. I think he's terrific today. He's not looking that spark. He needs that spark. Mm.
Well, they all need the spark. 66 minutes, still 1-0. A goal that was scored 61 minutes ago. So both teams need that spark.
I think Stephen A. Smith will be relatively content though with the second half. Yeah. They're not
great, obviously, but they are still in the cup tie, and that's why Philippe Clement will be thinking, "Come on now, let's have the second goal."
Second goal kills this game.
Yeah, of course,
kills it.
You'd have to think so, but it might be Hearts who have other ideas. As Fabio Silva cuts in and finds his opposite winger Ross McCausland. He's been quite quiet since he came on, but to be fair, his time on the pitch has sort of coincided with Rangers as a unit being quiet, because they were lively early on, but we've not really seen too much of it.
Yeah, knows the only thing that's changed is it was Seema was getting in, you know, for those opening 5-10 minutes. But the wide players of Rangers have been quiet today.
Oh, Sterling's done really well again. He's into the box.
Oh, what should he try? Do catch out Craig Gordon. Oh,
he's lucky that Craig Gordon had to push it round for a corner, because that was a bizarre
decision. That was a dreadful decision. He does shoot it. Brilliant. Yeah, he tries to catch him out with the eyes. Watch this. He's done. Like, he's.
Oh, no. By the way, I actually don't think Craig Gordon has to touch it. I think it's just going to hit the side netting.
He's watched Match of the Day and saw the Arsenal goal against Wolves last night. Did you see that? Odegaard does pretty similar, but much better than that.
Well, you'd have to say so, yes. Yeah. Corner Rangers, though.
Well, as Gordon rightly said, should a goal come from this corner, then you can start to talk about my night out at the theatre last night and forget the game.
I'd rather talk about that than now.
Yeah, Tavernier has that left hand in the air, signalling his intentions. Although there's a bit of a delay, I don't know if Stephen McLean
it's another short one.
It's another training
ground.
Really
putting anyone out there, so they're entitled to go short. Hearts are set up for the in swinger.
Oh, they've worked out with Tavernier.
Yeah, maybe didn't quite come off.
Now they're in trouble.
Because Hearts are 4-on-3.
Now they're in trouble.
4-on-3 in Hearts' favour, but they've not made these count. Vargas is on the outside. He's in the box at a tight angle, and he just delays the decision making. Oh, and he's giving it back to Rangers. Stephen Naismith has no hair, but if he did, he would be tearing that out, because that is a brilliant opportunity. 4v3 and it comes to absolutely nothing.
Dreadful. Absolutely. You can't describe that any other way. Dreadful. I've got to say, a neat look at that game. Could Barry Mackay just keep going with it and then commit? But even when he gives it to Vargas, he's got to do better than that.
I mean, a better opportunity that may not come again between now and the
dreadful.
End.
Dreadful.
It's just indecision from Vargas. Neither or. And it was similar before, where I'm in that wide area. Here comes Rangers now with Silva.
And then he gives it away. Yeah. He's really poor in the final third from both teams at the moment.
Yeah, but Vargas, when he's got so many options, it's almost like he's got too many. And he doesn't decide any and then picks the wrong one. And Rangers off the hook because they were, you know, widely exposed there.
And see, if the wrong option is to get your head down, put your foot through it and have a crack at goal, you'd almost forgive that a bit more, Mark, than
cutting them back and doing nothing,
yeah. Really. It's there's just no killer instinct at all from Hearts.
No.
And this could be it, because Dessers is in again, similar shooting position.
Oh,
and Craig Gordon can't get there. This is opening up for Silva, who curls it over the bar.
The lack of quality we're seeing in the final third for both teams is incredible, because Dessers there, you know, he's never really quite got it under control. Got to say, McCausland does well. It's a brilliant ball into him. He's always stumbling. Hearts players are desperate. Craig Gordon is desperate with his stretch. And then even Silva takes the wrong option there. Yeah, poor at either side from both teams.
I know we were spoiled yesterday. However, this is very, very poor.
I think it'd be a better game if they took the ball off.
Yeah.
Gotta say, at least Sterling's given his all down this left hand side for Rangers. He's playing three positions.
And he's bulldozing past various defenders. This might be an opportunity as McCausland spins, but that's going to end up in the hands of Craig Gordon.
Dujon Sterling is playing like a man who described the team's performances with a four letter expletive.
There are two substitutions from Hearts.
I thought you were going to say he's playing like a man who's Rangers' best defender, midfielder and attacker, depending on where he plays.
He's the man who's justifying his decision to go public with his estimation of Rangers' performances of late, and he's showing that he will do something about it by way of compensation, but the rest, forget it.
Well, Hearts are nearly changed half of their team, so they're looking for
edge of the box. Oda fires it, it just goes wide, deflected. Yeah. That wasn't too far away.
Better from Oda. At least he made his mind up at the edge of the box here. He got it under control, he knew what he was doing, got out his feet. It's a decent hit, and Suter blocks it. I'd be surprised if Vargas isn't one of these changes coming up.
Oh, 100%.
He's I was going to say he's run his race. He's just been,
didn't start the race.
Oh, here's an hour cramp.
Dujon Sterling is stretching off. It did look sort of like cramp. Let's see that
Devlin
double change
off
for Hearts. Cammy Devlin is going to be replaced in the middle of the park. He has put in a shift.
Well, they might as well go for it. You know, change half the outfield. Yeah, by all means, because 1-0 down, 20 minutes to go. It could be there for you. An equaliser could be there for you.
And look, it doesn't matter, you're allowed to score at any time. But right now, Stephen Naismith will be ruining the daftness of conceding that early goal, because, you know, from there on, it's, he'll feel like his team have been in the cup tie anyway. Tagawa and young Macaulay Tate coming on to replace Vargas and Devlin. Corner to Hearts. Barry Mackay with the outswinger to come. Here he goes, and
poor,
it's a sort
corner
of near
poor.
Post delivery, but he gets a second go at it. Stands it up, might be a chance. Oh, and Shankland has hit the side netting. He's got to do better, Gordon. Back across goal.
Yeah, and we're saying he's got to do better because the quality we know that he possesses. He's just peeled off to the back. Mackay stood it up lovely for him. He's got a running and everything on it. I think that's poor from Shankland. I've said today, Gordon, look, I'm a Shankland fan. He's been off it. There's no doubt he's been off it today.
The only thing I would say, Mark, to maybe take back my suggestion about going back across goal, that's where all the bodies are. He's not getting that back across.
I think he recognises that, but I just think the angle is then against him, because maybe Tavernier's blocking that near post, so he tries to be too cute with it. But you know, he's got plenty of space. I would look at the Rangers,
here we go,
Rangers back line, think, why would you leave Shankland unattended at the back post?
Beningame has had such a frustrating day. Sometimes he twists and turns and keeps it under pressure. I suppose when you're that type of player, Mark, you need to accept that not always going to keep it.
Yeah, you know, he started like he was going to go under a bit, and then he steadied himself. But you're right, it's just such an important area where you're looking to keep possession, and he's been guilty of giving it away a lot, as has many of them in there.
Yeah, but here goes Diomande. He's into the box. His cross is really poor. It goes behind. If either team can come up with one real moment of quality, I suspect that's all it could take for Hearts to maybe turn this in its head, or for Rangers to put it to bed, Hugh.
The word quality is the most apposite of the day, because the one thing this occasion has lacked from start to finish is quality. Dessers took his goal well, but after that, it has become one poor game.
Yeah, it's a dreadful game, I've got to say. It's just.
Well, I'm going to focus on the positives. So yeah, okay. We're privileged to get paid to watch these things. I don't want to keep hammering the point. It's tense. It's exciting in that regard. I take the point. It's missing.
It's a classic semi-final.
Exactly.
We're watching here.
That's
and you look at the
FA
Cup semi-final yesterday. Two great teams with billions of talent on the pitch. It's tense. Ends up 1-0. And this could be heading the same way. We just hope for some quality and some excitement in both penalty areas. We're not getting it at the minute, but there's still time.
It's going to be a tense finish, that is for sure.
It's a typical semi-final that will never be remembered. Lembakisa
does really well to get away from Silva initially, but Silva does recover, and then it's a kind of hopeful one from Lembakisa into the box. You know the one where the right back checks back on his left foot and just swings?
That is hopeful. I've been there a million times, just hoping it'll fall to somebody. But by the way, Balogun very good at that. What you've just seen, height and distance on his header, you know, never in two minds about trying to bring it down, doing his job.
The frustration for Philippe Clement, he's made that big call, he's left Conor Goldson out. It's John Souter's looked the ropey one today, hasn't he?
Yeah, yeah. So what does he do then? Does he roll the dice again? Does he say, yeah, Goldson was rested, never going to rest Souter? Because Balogun looks assured today. I don't know. But if this ends clean sheet, he'd probably say, oh, I think
Cantwell's done well for Rangers today. I think he's picked up some good positions, been on the ball, fought his corner. I think he could be okay with his performance.
Yeah, well, we're in the 77th minute now, so the cup tie is very much in the balance. One more goal for Rangers, you'd have to say, kills it off. But Hearts must have a bit of a belief that this is there. It is there to try and spring something up the other end. They've had loads of moments, not really ended up in big chances as such, but that's due to bad decision making more than anything.
Well, where the belief meets reality is that they look as if they couldn't hit a barn door.
I don't even know if they're getting close enough to the door, Hugh. It's the bit before that. And here goes
Todd
Cantwell.
Oh, he's done well.
Twinkle toes. He lays it off to Cyril Dessers. Good save. Craig Gordon, but on the rebound. There we go.
Goal flashes with M&D Green Pharmacy.
And that is probably the cup tie. It's a double from Cyril Dessers. A driving run from Todd Cantwell. Even then, Rangers looked like they were trying to pass up the opportunity, but it has hit the back of the net, and it's Rangers 2, Hearts 0.
When you see the Hearts players slump to the ground as they have done as soon as that ball went in, you know that they know the last 15 minutes of the game are redundant. Rangers will play Celtic in the cup final. It might not have been a dazzling display, that is for sure, but the job has been done and the day is over for Hearts.
Highlighted it. It was all about Cantwell. He's been excellent today. He's caused Hearts a lot of problems. Dessers, composure once again. He gets the benefit of the doubt, comes off Craig Gordon, and he sticks it in the back of net. Game over. And see if your Hearts, you're looking at that goal you've just lost to give you no chance. Giving the ball away cheaply, like it was like schoolboy stuff for me.
You know what was good about Campbell out there? You know, he was decisive. He went at the Hearts. Three players in front of him, he went at him and he held up the ball and he knocked it off to Dessers at the right time. We have been criticising Hearts for picking the wrong option. He picks the right option, and Dessers.
And how does the goal come about? Young Macaulay Tate gets it, steps in, looks like he's doing the right thing initially. He's driving forward, runs straight into a Rangers player who takes it off him, and Rangers go and score. This will be one of the We said it earlier, if your Hearts, you turn up and Rangers are at it, they beat you 4-0, you hold your hands up, they'll be so frustrated at the part they've played in this today.
Oh yeah, I think Hearts have lacked a lot of quality today. I really do. And there's, for me, the man of the match getting taken off, Cantwell. I think he's been excellent. But if you're Stephen Naismith, you're looking at a Rangers team that haven't come out and blown you away, but you've disappointed the fact you've not offered anything. When you get into good positions in the final third, your quality's so poor, you're not even putting the Rangers defence under pressure. That's where I'd be disappointed.
If Rangers had any manners, they would go ahead and score a third goal so that I would have a prediction. Right.
That's true. Yeah, there is a chance there, Hugh Keevans, for you.
I'm out there running for the second day in a row.
I see Rangers probably putting another one by Hearts, because Hearts players will already know that this semi-final's gone.
Uh-huh.
They've not got the character or anything to come back from that. I've got to say, I've looked at Hearts recently. Everybody's talking about them. Quality players. I think they've been shocking.
Yeah. Well, it's their fifth defeat of the season to Rangers. One in the Viaplay Cup, this one in the Scottish Cup, and three league defeats, and probably defeat number six coming up in the post-split fixtures. So Is that good enough?
You know, I mean, it is the way these fixtures should end. Ultimately, it's just the harsh reality of it.
Well, in that case, they're beating Celtic home and away.
So?
Well, the harsh reality should be that Celtic beat Hearts every time.
Hold on, you may misunderstand me. I'm not saying it's going to happen 100% of the time, but Rangers should beat Hearts almost every time they meet. So if that happens 5 times in a season, it's not ideal, but I don't think it's like a huge surprise. If they go into every one of those games as big favourites, how would that be a huge surprise?
How do we explain, though, the beating Celtic?
I just said it. I'm not guaranteeing that these things can never happen, but to answer the question rather than hit me with another one, if Hearts go into these games every time as big underdogs, how is it a surprise that the underdogs don't win one of them?
It makes their standing as the third team in the land.
No, but it doesn't, because to be third, you just need to be better than everyone else. But Rangers are second, so therefore they should beat Hearts.
I just think they're always going on about how big a club they are.
They are, but they're not as big as Rangers.
5 times, I doubt that's poor.
Okay. Anyway, 2-0 to Rangers with 82 minutes on the clock. Nicholas Raskin, did you get into the book for that? Rest just at that stage where he just wants involved.
I'm not sure. Yeah, it looks like he did go in the book.
Don't see much of Nicholas Raskin these days, Gordon.
Strange one that, because when he appeared at Ibrox, I think the Rangers fans took to him, had high hopes for him. I thought he got off to his Rangers career on the front foot, but he seems to have just—I don't know—did they have an injury? And then obviously,
well, he has had injuries, but he's not featured since the Benfica game.
He seems to be—he's not in the starting 11 with Clement just now. So
he's even missed out on some matchday squads recently, though.
Yeah, so the gauntlet's thrown down to him just to go there and an opportunity, but. Once again, I would imagine Rangers could score another goal before this
Hearts
game's
in possession.
Over.
It's in bad areas. It's always been when they've been attacking, Mark. Yeah. Hearts have actually done things right today. I know it doesn't sound like it, but they've taken the ball off Rangers enough. They've broken forward enough. It's what happens at that bit that it goes wrong. It's not like they've sat back and been battered by Rangers all day.
Yeah, but that's what separates the top teams from the rest. Your quality in the final third, and Hearts have been miles off it. You know, Rangers have been poor in the final third, however they've still got the quality to convert two chances. Hearts are miles off it, and that time up was Barry Mackay, a player we know who has quality, but he's just fed into what the rest before him have done today. Yeah, it's been a poor day overall.
I don't think Jack Bullen's had a save, has he?
No, but again, that's what we're saying. That's because Hearts waste the opportunity in that final third. It's not that they've not got to the final third. It's that what they've done once they've got there. Anyway, chance for Rangers to put a gloss on it with Ross McCausland. Corner.
Hearts men are losing 2-0 to Rangers. Hearts ladies are losing 3-0 to Celtic. So,
not a good day if you're a jumbo.
It's proof of the country having
Hearts players know this is gone. I think even Stephen Naismith stand The touchline will know this is gone.
It's proof of the country having the wrong capital city.
Borna Barisic was one of those that came on. He's going to take the corner. Don't know how much we'll see of him between now and the end of the season. Yilmaz would be expected to come back relatively soon, although we keep saying that and he doesn't appear.
Yeah, well, Rangers could be doing him, but you've got to say Sterling's done okay. You know, I did say
second
that
second half today, Donald.
Yeah, at the back where those gaps started appearing, you know, he wasn't quite there. But going forward and taking the game to Hearts in this left hand side, he's certainly done more than his winger in front of him, Matondo. Probably done more than Silva as well, from a going forward point of view. But Barisic's time at the club definitely up. And he's been a good servant, but there's no doubt Yilmaz is a better option.
Rangers going to just manage this game out, you would imagine. That it, we always talk about moments. It really has sucked the life out of Hearts, that goal, because they looked like they could get back in it, but the whole body language has changed. They're seeing a lot less of the ball now.
I told you, as soon as the ball hit the net for 2-0, they all fell to the ground. In other words, that's it. Game's over. Jig's up. And that's the way it is now. As I say, I'm only interested to see if I get a prediction right.
Well, you may well do. 5 of the 90. I don't recall too many stoppages, but we've had a lot of subs and so on, so we'll have a fair go at it after the 90's up.
Well, I think from a Rangers point of view, Philip, come on, we said it before, semi-final's all about getting the job done and getting through, and his team can maybe just take their foot off the gas here for the last couple of minutes and try and enjoy the occasion, stress off the shoulders, and they can look forward to a final. But I don't think they'll be analysing the performance or saying we were shocking today. Of course they'll say, oh, we would have liked to have done better.
We said yesterday was different, but we said it's just about getting through, didn't we?
Without doubt.
So now we have a climax to our season, which has 6 games, 2 of which will be Celtic Rangers, Rangers Celtic, 1 possibly for the league and 1 for the Scottish Cup. Mm-hmm. That's what you call tension.
Will it be a cup double but no league for Rangers? Will it be a treble? Unanswered questions. It's going to be quite the couple of weeks.
Starting next
Will it
Sunday.
Be a double for Celtic, of course, would be the third option there. Bruno Fernandes, if you care, has put Man United 3-0 up at Coventry in the cup, so that will be that. It was already, to be fair.
Yeah, Manchester Derby. Yeah. So second, it's a rerun of
Last season.
Yeah. Down south.
Get along to that, Dazzler. Get tickets for the City End.
Depends where I am.
Well, last year it was in the same day, wasn't it? In fact, did we even move our cup final last season?
Yeah, we did. We moved to later on for the FA Cup, yeah.
They don't think about guys
used
like
to love
don't
the
think
FA
about
Cup.
Guys like you that have got a foot in both camps.
Exactly.
You know?
Used to love the FA Cup when I was younger. It was a highlight of my year, just sitting there watching.
What a rubbish year.
Of your year?
I look forward to it so much.
What was your favourite final?
The one Charlie George scored for Arsenal.
Ooh.
Remember that one?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Well, you weren't even born.
I know.
I think it was Arsenal because the telly was black and white. I couldn't tell the colour of the strip.
Oh, so, here we are. No.
Okay. Oh, yes. A hat trick for Dessers.
He must score.
Oh my goodness.
Silva went for a penalty.
Somebody's behind him. He's went down.
Cyril Dessers squares it to Fabio Silva. It's an open goal, 3 yards out, but the invisible sniper gets
him. I mean, by the way, well done Dessers. I thought Dessers was going to shoot for a narrow angle. He's on a hat trick and he squares it. It's a brilliant ball back. Silva just needs to tap it in the net.
Silva should walk to the centre circle, wave to everybody, and walk off.
I was incredible.
Has he just been too far ahead of the ball and he's trying to slam on the brakes?
I think the ball was just behind him and he's tried to dig it out. That's the kind version.
Yeah.
Why has he managed that?
That's one of those. Don't get me wrong, I've missed a bigger sit in a Scottish Cup semi final.
I was too busy Googling. I was too busy Googling Charlie George FA Cup final 1971.
71, was it?
71.
Yeah, Charlie George. What a goal.
See, I get married.
Who get married?
I get married in 1971.
I thought you meant Charlie George.
No.
A chance for Hearts to just try and do something. But Shanklin's the man that's standing up. Then who's going to be the man arriving? Nobody. is the answer.
Hearts have gone. They're finished.
Even before that ball gets to Shanklin, the ball to him is, again, it's an easy ball, a straight line ball for him to feed it across the front, and it's behind him. So he then has to dig it out.
Here's a chance.
Yeah, Hearts corner. Here we are. A big chance for Hearts. The touch. Oh, it's a great save, Jack Butland. That's the clearest chance Hearts have had. Oda let it come across his body, fired it right footed from about the penalty spot. And that's when you know it's not your day. Because here comes Tom Lawrence, who finds Cyril Dessers, and it goes wide of the post. That's Hearts have had their moments, Gordon. They've not taken them, and it is themselves to blame, basically.
Yeah,
although that one's a good save from Jack Butler.
I think it's a poor finish.
Say again,
I think it's a poor finish.
The old
I agree with you.
Yeah, I think it's too central,
too near him.
Yeah,
I agree with
you.
He
does well. He dummies Suter, and then I think he puts it in the centre.
He's got to find a corner.
He can almost roll that into a corner, can't
he? Find a corner.
Yeah, but
I here's a Silva chance. Dessers, absolutely brilliant. Silva makes up the ground.
It's behind him, isn't it? That's why. Well, it's still funny, but it's behind him. No, it's not.
I'm not sure.
I don't know
what he's doing there.
He's gone for a penalty.
I would like to agree with you there, Gordon. But I've seen that again.
It is behind him, but only because he decides to sort of throw his feet backwards or something.
He's actually dived instead of putting the ball in the goal.
You should disallow any other candidate for Howler of the Weekend.
Good point. Yeah, we'll have to make that call tomorrow.
Nothing will top that.
Poor
How
guy.
Am I supposed to get predictions right when you've got people like that?
Oh, that was incredible.
You'd like to show him that and say, talk me through what you were thinking there. You know, because you think, just roll it in the net.
I feel mine's is now the second worst miss in the semi-final.
That is. It's the hands that go up as well. You know, that's what kind of gives it away.
Makes Peter Van Bossen look like Pele.
Awful. Awful from Silva. But job done from Rangers, and after a tough week, and facing tough opposition in this, they've seen them off, set up a good final at the end of May.
Yeah, absolutely. Looks like Rangers will see this one out. It has been a close second half. Hearts will definitely have regrets about this, but Rangers are going to win it comfortably on the scoreboard by the end of the afternoon.
I think I'll do a Philippe Clement. That's a moral win for me. You know that.
You want a moral win for that?
Yeah, that should have been three. I mean, it'd be wrong to.
There's still time here. Don't worry about it. It could be a breakaway here. But you can see the Hearts fans have already left to go down the M8.
Oh, yeah.
They've had enough. No way back at all.
Barry Mackay is going to swing in a corner and try and just make something happen late on. But even that sums it up. Doesn't beat the first man. And even when they try and find him again, Rangers.
Yeah. Here's the third.
Two on one. Is this
Here's
it, Hugh?
Third, Hugh?
No, Silva's got it. It'll come
there,
to nothing.
Is this
a chance for a hat trick? Oh,
what did I tell you?
It's all right.
Go down. Oh.
Is this the Hugh Keevan's prediction? No, it is not.
Fabio Silva has cost me. I mean, even Philippe Clement is looking at him as if to say,
"What's going on?"
Yeah. What are you doing?
We wouldn't extend our Howler of the Week to south of the border, but see if you get the chance, just when all this is said and done, make sure you see highlights of Blackburn Sheffield Wednesday later. The Blackburn goalie, for the first goal, runs out 40 yards, tries to win a ball that's never his, gets lobbed and concedes, and then the ball gets thrown back, rolled back to him, and he slices it into his own net. 2-1 game. It is sensational. I appreciate we tend to focus north of the border, but you just make sure you check it out. You won't regret it. Here comes Ross McCausland to try and make it 3. He overruns it. Hearts just want the full time whistle here. It's end to end. It's so open. Rangers don't really look like scoring again. Hearts certainly don't look like it.
Yeah, and even Barry Mackay there taking the ball forward. It's almost like I'll just jog. Hope the whistle goes when I'm jogging here. I don't really want to sprint. No point. Yes.
One last chance. Yeah.
It's not all about your prediction, Hugh. I know that's hard for you to.
It is for me.
To understand.
For I'm doing here? A Gordon Dale. This is all about me.
Exactly, Hugh. Well,
it's absolute walking pace from Hearts now. Oh my word, this is awful. Every time either team gets it, they just give it straight back to the opposition. It's so stretched out, it's spread, it's got 10 seconds left, and you can tell complete walking football now from both teams. Neither really in the mood.
I think Hearts would be delighted for a whistle to go as well.
Yeah,
see McLean looking at his watch. Can't be too far away now.
It's only 40
full time at hand in Andrew McLean.
Rangers 2, Hearts 0. The full time score, a Cyril Dessers double, gets Philip Clement's men back to winning ways, and they book their place in their second domestic cup final of the season. It hasn't been a good week for them, but they end it on a high here at Hampden. Cyril Dessers was the man of the day with his two goals. He put one over the bar in the first couple of minutes after an Adala Sima cross from the right, but he made no mistake. 5 minutes into the game, Tavernier battling well to find Todd Cantwell. He fed it into the box for Dessers, who turned away from one Hearts defender, shifted it past another, and a nice low finish across Craig Gordon to make the most of their quick start and make it 1-0. Hearts then grew into it. After that, Alan Forrest capitalising on a John Lundstrom mistake. He drove into the box, Jack Butland saving that one at the near post. Then after that, Butland with a huge save, this one from Frankie Kent, who was sliding in at the 6-yard box. And it was Jack Butland with his feet who managed to direct it away from goal. Before half-time, it all started to get a real bit cagey, and it continued after the break as well. Some alright build-up play at times from both teams, but the quality in those crucial moments in the final third was just not there whatsoever. Dessers and Vargas at both ends just unable to make the most of openings where the teams were trying to get forward. There was no real big chances until Rangers eventually put the game to bed with 12 minutes left on the clock. A driving run from midfield by Todd Cantwell. He got into the box, played it to Cyril Dessers. His first shot was blocked, but the ball came back to him, shifted it onto his left, and then another cool finish this time round for his and Rangers' second. A bit of drama at both goal mouths towards the end. Jack Butland produced a big save to deny Yotaro Oda. A huge miss for Fabio Silva at the Rangers' end, because he had all the time in the world, you thought, just to put the ball in the back of the net, but instead he just fell over under no real pressure. And then Cyril Dessers skewed a hat-trick chance wide at the other end as well. They saw the game out in the end, and it means Celtic and Rangers will meet in the Scottish Cup final for the first time since, quite amazingly, 2002. The full-time score here at Hampden, Rangers 2, Hearts 0.
Well, I'll have to say one thing to you. The teams you met in 2002 for Rangers and Celtic were miles ahead of the two who will meet in the 25th of May. But to focus on this afternoon, Rangers, moments of high farce, like Dessers, not Dessers, Silva's miss. But Dessers get two goals. They're always on his back, but at least he got the two goals that mattered. Hearts, £40 a ticket, per fan. I'd want my money back if I was a Hearts supporter. Because you go, we trumpet the semi-final, the big occasion, the this, the that, the everything else, and Hearts turned up, had a look, and packed it in.
I mean, they were in it though, Mark. That's the thing. You get different levels. I get what Hugh's saying, because they didn't score and they didn't work Jack Butland enough, but that sort of brings its own frustration. They were very much in this. But we said it before, whether it's Hearts or Rangers, it's all about going through. That's what Rangers have done, largely thanks to Cyril Dessers.
Well, it is, and it's a player who's been huge pressure in his shoulders all year. He's had his critics on this show and elsewhere all year, but his goals return have been good, and we've said he needs some big goals to come along in his Rangers career, and he's failed to do it against Celtic, but he's done it here in the semi-final. He's grabbed all important two goals to send Rangers through to the final, because if you look at both teams, as bad as Hearts were, Rangers were equally as poor in the final third as well, and for large periods of that second half, Hearts were the team that maybe just edged it. But quality in both boxes were poor, apart from Dessers, who found that little bit of quality to win the game for Rangers.
I thought I sort of disagree with Mark saying that Hearts edged it. I thought Rangers cruised that today. They were only in the second half. Only got to be one winner in that full game. Hearts, every time they get in the final third, had no quality whatsoever. So you're up against it right away. You're looking at Rangers 1-0 up early on. I thought they started the game brilliantly. I thought it lacked a lot of quality, but semi-final, sometimes that happens. It's all about getting to that important final. I didn't look at that game at any point and think that Hearts were going to put Rangers under pressure, because in the final third, and a guy who'll probably pick up player of the year, to see him even not as sharp as normal I just didn't see where the threat was coming from.
Well, now it's over to you. 0141 951 1025. What did you make of that? Of course, you can get in touch about yesterday's game if you so wish, but we deal with the breaking story first, and that is that Rangers have beaten Hearts and they are through to the Scottish Cup final. So what did you make of it, Rangers fans? It is all about getting through. That's what everybody says. So is that the be all and end all? Was there anything in the performance you'd like to comment on? How do you feel about going into the final? It's been such a long time since these great rivals met in a Scottish Cup final. And all of the usual fun of the fair on the phones. 01419511025. And we'll get you on next. Give us a call.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard with Carl Robert Accident Repair. They'll collect, repair and deliver your vehicle, providing a hassle-free service. Reaction. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard's open line.
Hugh Evans, Mark Wilson and Gordon DL are here. For the second day in a row, they have pored over the Scottish Cup semi-final. A very different day today, but a similar outcome, in that it's one of Glasgow's big two that is through to the final. Rangers joining Celtic, they'll meet at the end of the season after a much less busy afternoon, Hugh Evans. But as we keep saying, and I warned you of this yesterday, we can't be hypocrites. There's one priority at the start of the day, that's to get through to the final. Philippe Clement's side have done that.
I fully understand that. I'm going to start by saying the league title is being contested, and the Scottish Cup final will be contested by two bang average football teams. Celtic and Rangers, yes, of course, they dominate in this country. They dominate everything about this country. They're the reason why we have a television contract, which is worth as much as it is. But in their current state, Celtic and Rangers are bang average.
Yeah, I'm not sure loads would disagree, but we sort of are where we are. You know, we can't snap our fingers overnight. Let's deal with it. They're the two biggest teams in the country. They're the two best. They're going to meet in the final. That's supposed to be quite exciting. We do have an exciting title race. So
I would say that a couple of the games they've served up this season have been box office encounters with lots of quality in it. So let's hope that the game that they meet in a couple of weeks' time resembles that, and then the Scottish Cup final resembles that. It's an incredible way to finish our season. You know, a real title race on here, with Celtic to host Rangers shortly, followed by the last game of the season at Hampden. And today, you're totally right, Gordon. I mean, performances, you need to put them out the window on semi-final day. Who cares how it plays out? We were treated to an absolute classic yesterday. This one always had the potential to be slightly below that. It was a long way below that. But Philippe Clement won't care one jot. The Rangers players won't care. All they care about is they're in the final. They are still in the running for a treble, and they'll just be looking forward to the next game. So they've put Hearts to one side. They can concentrate on league business, and the Scottish Cup final will take care of itself when it comes round.
Yeah, I agree with Mark. I think it's all about getting to that final, especially when you know Celtic are sitting there waiting for you. The excitement of the league campaign as well adds to it. I think we've got a great end to the season. I've got to say, I think Rangers got to the final easier than Celtic, because for me, Hearts really offered nothing. Every time they get into the final third, their quality was poor. Rangers done enough to get there. I'm delighted for Dessers. I think he's come in for a lot of criticism. We always said that he had to step up and score big goals. He's achieved that today. Get a brace, and he'll be absolutely delighted with that. And Rangers roll on now, and it's all about league campaign and then Scottish Cup final.
It's actually all about you having your say on this show between now and 6 o'clock. So 01419511025, Rangers fans, how good does it feel to be through to the final? I assume that was the priority today. What did you make of the game, the performance? There were big changes made to the team. How do you think they worked? How do you see this impacting the remainder of the season? Hearts fans, where did that go wrong for you? Was it one that you feel a bit of regret over? It's not like you were miles out of this game. Rangers didn't batter you. You had openings. You had the chance to make good opportunities, and it didn't quite come. So how does this one feel for you, Hearts fans? 0141 951 1025. Paul's a Rangers fan to kick things off. What jumped out for you today, Paul?
Hi, Gordon. Thanks for having me on today. Hi, delighted. You know, no matter what the performance, I think based on the week we've had, it was just important we got into the final. So whatever we got there was going to be good. I think we controlled that. I agree with you. I think Rangers and Celtic aren't the greatest now, form wise, but you know, things can, you know, it's going to be a tight turn to the season and whatnot. But my point was about Balogun. I'm a big Balogun fan. I always have been, even at his first spell at the club, and I think it was refreshing that Clermont had dropped Goldson, because I think Nogard are seriously, you know, questions above them, and I put Tavernier, Goldson, Lundstrom, people like that in there. So I think Goldson needed dropped, to be honest, maybe even before this game, and he'd probably been dropped at Dundee if it wasn't for injury to Balogun. But I thought Balogun was outstanding. There was a challenge in there, if you remember, where I think Devlin was coming out and they just got the ball past him. And I just thought he controlled the central defence. And a shout out to Sterling as well, who I think, you know, just ask a question about Barisic, and you've got an actual left back in the bench, and Sterling puts in a performance like that. I would have Sterling in there for the last few games of the season. I would have Balogun in there in front of Goldson as well. Suter to me is a liability. I go to Ibrox quite often, and he's just got a mistake in him. And that worries me about the final against Celtic at Parkhead and at Hampden. Suter to me is a bit of a liability. So I don't know what you guys think.
Yeah, the big talk before the game, Mark, was that change at the back. Conor Goldson out, Philippe Clement talking about freshness and all that stuff. But the headline remains, it was a huge game, and for the first time since he joined the club, he was left out and Leon Balogun was put in. How did it work?
Well, I think the decision has paid off. Now, you could look at Hearts and say they were poor, whatever. However, Balogun plays a part in that, I think. You know, we're talking about the player of the year up there for Hearts and Lauren Shankland. He was quiet. Balogun was always there and around him. But I think some of the balls that were crossed into the box, I mentioned during the game, Balogun, the height and distance he gets in some of those headed clearances, he looked like a more solid foundation. And I would put Sterling in alongside him with that as well. I think Clement will stick with that. As for Suter, I can totally understand what Paul's saying. There was a couple of times in the second half he certainly gets caught in the ball, and Suter will always give you a chance, but I still think he is a better bet than Goldson. I think that may be the back four. If Yilmaz comes back, he will go in at left back if he's fit, but if he's not fit, that will be the back four for the remainder of the season, in my opinion.
Yeah, I thought Balogun brought that bit of strength and pace at the back for Rangers today. Suter's second half got caught a couple of times down the left hand side. I thought, to be fair to Suter, I thought Suter at Dens Park played very well indeed. I can understand why some Rangers fans think that there's a mistake in him. But you've got to look at the positives today. It's a clean sheet as well. Clean sheet against Dundee with Goldson in there. I know what Mark's saying about the back four. I'm not too sure we've seen the end of Goldson. Maybe a couple of weeks out, you know, just sitting there watching.
Not long left on the season, is
I know,
there?
But there's still a lot of important games to play. And I just would not write off Goldson now. I know the Rangers fans are delighted at the fact that Clement made that change today, and it certainly looked more positive with Suter and Balogun. But you remember not that long ago, Clement liked the partnership of Goldson and Balogun. That was his preferred partnership. So I wouldn't just write off Goldson.
I don't know. I think today had the look of a declaration from Philippe Clement. And the declaration was that he had found Goldson wanting. And, you know, as you say, Gordon, only six games left. Balogun might just have claimed the jersey.
But maybe that will be alongside Goldson, Paul. What do you know, if you were... Let's go hypothetically then. There's the cup final's tomorrow. Based on what you've seen today and over the last couple of weeks, are you going Goldson and Balogun, or does Suter stay in?
I know. I agree with what Gordon said. I like Goldson and Balogun at the start. See when I think Balogun get injured maybe, and that's how Suter came back in. And I'd been saying to people at Ibrox when I was going to games, saying I can't wait to change this back again. I felt Rangers were stronger with Balogun and Colton there. I think Suter's good defence. I'm a punter, right? But he's just got a mistake in him every so often. I see him heading balls and I think, I don't know, I could head better than that sometimes. So I just think he's got a mistake in him, and it was proven today again. He was a bit of, I think second half he was lucky a few times, even though was listening to the commentary there, McCoist was saying it as well, that it was a bit iffy. So I think against Celtic, I've watched him, he's open to a mistake happening. I think Goldson and Balogun are the better centre backs. That's who I'd certainly have for the last few games. And maybe Goldson's been out for a wee while, maybe he's carrying an injury or something like that. I don't know. But listen, the guy's been a great servant to me, so I'm going to slate him and things like that, but it's just not been working for him, and maybe just getting dropped out a game or two might help. But certainly moving forward, I'd have Goldson and Balogun in the centre back. And I agree, if Yilmaz is back, I'd have him left back. If Yilmaz isn't back, I would certainly put Sterling ahead of Barisic. Barisic is an all liability, and I think he's just ticking down to where he leaves the club, to be honest, you know.
Were you worried at any point in that second half, Paul, that it was getting a bit tense, it was getting a bit close, or...?
Oh, definitely. I was texting my pal throughout the game saying we need a second goal. Just I had the worried moments, like, against Ross County. I'd said at the time at Ross County, I said, no, these Forest Rangers for many years, they once death or misses and things like that, you think they're going to come back and haunt you. So I think that's the frustrating thing being a Rangers fan now, is we've had the Clermont effect doing really well, and I feel we're sliding back into that. We score a goal and we seem to have a period of time, maybe 40, 50 minutes or whatnot, just chasing a game, and all it takes is one shot. I mean, well, we've seen Hearts there, that crazy moment towards the end where it was 1-1 with Butland, pulled off an incredible save. But if I'd went in, you'd have had your grandstand finish for 4 minutes there. So I think we've got to learn lessons, and we've got to blow teams away. I'm not saying that disrespectfully to Scottish League, I don't mean it like that, but listen, I've watched our rivals over the years, and they've done that. They've blown away teams in the first half, 3-4-0, and it's over. We need to learn from that and do the same, because we're getting chances. Dessers, yep, he scored, I think, 19 goals or something like that this season, but it takes about 100 chances to score 2 goals, and it's frustrating watching it as a fan. He can score the most incredible goals with his feet. That first goal he scored today was brilliant, but you could put him in the 6-yard line and he would still miss it with no one round about him. So it's just frustrating sometimes, you know.
Yeah, we keep coming back to it, Gordon. It's, you know, the performance is one thing, you're just trying to get through, and as you mentioned, I don't think it's not like we'll be sitting in May and talking about Rangers' performance in the semi-final. One way to make it easier for Paul and his pal who he was texting's heart rate is to not, if you're going to score 2 goals in a semi-final, try not to leave them 75 minutes apart or whatever they were. You know, it did have that feel for a while that maybe Hearts are going to get back into this, but a combination of Rangers then taking their chance and Hearts being a bit toothless.
Yeah, cup games always throw that scenario up, Gordon, when you've not killed the game off, because Rangers got off to the perfect start. I think Hearts a couple of times second half better, get any good opportunities, but the quality of their final ball was very poor indeed. I didn't sit here and look and think, oh, if Hearts get the next goal here, they could go and win this cup tie. I didn't think Hearts had the belief. I think Rangers done enough. You look at Dessers and everybody, no matter. Now, there's a perfect example. Semi-final, he scores 2. And people still talk about, oh, he's got to have 4 or 5 chances before he scores 2. I'm not for that. At the end of the day, the lads put them into semi-final. 2 good goals, took the first one terrifically well. He's there to score goals. Will he miss chances? Of course he'll miss chances. There's a guy on our TV screens now that's the top scorer ever at Rangers Football Club and missed a lot of chances, but knew where the back of the net was, and that was important.
Think Cyril Dessers is as good as Ali McCoist?
Just now, probably. No. I think Coist had just edged it.
Okay, just clearing that up.
About 90%.
No, I mean now.
Just clearing that up. Thank you very much to Paul on the line. You can join him on 01419511025. We will hear from the managers before we go today as well, Philippe Clement and Stephen Naismith, to find out how they felt that it went. I get this, Mark. I get what Gordon's saying, because no striker's going to score all their chances. Of course not. I still don't know if that's enough to absolve Cyril Dessers completely for his body of work this season. You can't argue with him today, but you can't pull the wool over the Rangers fans' eyes. In many ways, it doesn't matter what we think. Listen to them. They don't feel he scores enough of his chances.
Yeah, they don't have that overwhelming confidence in him. If there's one chance it falls to you in the game, That might be at Celtic Park. You might be up against it, and one chance falls to you. I don't think Rangers fans would be ultra confident that he would put it away. However, today he's been the difference in the sides. He's walked off the pitch, man of the match, two goals.
Could have had a hat trick.
I thought he was really unselfish here with that one that Silva just fell over.
What genuinely was that? I mean, is he trying to dive? I've never seen any. I mean, why would you? So I don't really know.
I can't understand it. Only Silva.
Does he just? Is it something to do with trying to put the brakes on and then he?
He puts his feet together and his arms up, which looked like a dive.
But then it's not like he's not claiming for anything, because how could you be?
It's just so bizarre. A player in that position, why you would choose or even have a thought in his mind to think I might have contact grit. Just roll the ball in the net. So that's an odd one from Silva. Only he can explain it.
Del is on the line. Del, I think you've been on this season praising Cyril Desor, so this is your time to shine. He's got two today. He's got you to a cup final. Take it away.
Thank you very much, buddy. Guys, how you doing?
All good, thank you.
Aye, so listen, I'm not trying to gloat or anything like that, but I'm glad that it happened today. I'm glad Desor's had a good game. He deserved man of the match. He could have had a hat-trick, but he decided to play a pass. Right? But anyway, congratulations, Rangers. My club are in the final. We've got a chance to treble. We've caught Celtic. Everything's always good. The past couple of weeks have been terrible. But that happens in the season in football, you know, in every league all over Europe. But I'm disappointed in Hugh. And I don't know if you can hear me, Hugh, but... You know, I'm disappointed.
I left the studio half an hour ago.
Right, okay, sir. What I was meaning to say was, you know, yesterday, I remember you saying that that in the entire history of the Scottish Cup, yesterday was the most dramatic game that you've ever experienced in your entire life, all through the entire history of the Scottish Cup. And then today, when Rangers won 2-0, he said, and I just heard you about 10 minutes ago, he said that Rangers and Celtic are bang average, absolutely bang average. So my question to you, I'll finish with a question. My question to you is, if Rangers and Celtic are bang average after today's game, you didn't say that yesterday, mate, but after today's game, you say they're bang average.
Dale, how have you turned this into some sort of Hughes favouring Celtic over Rangers thing? And I'll let you answer it, Hugh, but I'm surprised.
Well, I can only refer you, Dale. I'm not suggesting you have to run out and buy a newspaper, but I said it in this morning's newspaper before this game kicked off and after the game yesterday involving Celtic, that the league is being contested by two bang average teams, and I stand by every word. These are very average Rangers and Celtic teams. And yesterday, you can still have a great game of football with a bang average team in it,
because sometimes that's what creates the excitement. Fallible.
Celtic were so rubbish in defence yesterday, it made a game of it, because they lost a goal after 2 minutes falling asleep. They lost a goal in the last minute of regulation time to take the match into extra time. And then, just to prove that they were rotten at the back, they then lost a goal in the last minute of extra time to take it to penalty kicks. So Celtic are bang average with a terrible defence, but were part of a classic cup tie yesterday against a team who were in the bottom six, and therefore they're bang average as well. But it was an outstanding, exciting, exhilarating cup tie. Everything that today's wasn't. And today's, the job gets done. I'm all for Dessers getting the man of the match, because at least he showed up and got the two goals. But Rangers, like Celtic, Dell, are bang average.
In essence, Dell, all Hugh's saying was yesterday's game was more exciting than today's. I don't think we need to argue about that. That seems like the most pointless argument of all time. What did you make of your team's performance out with Cyril Dessers today?
It was just above bang average.
Yeah, you have to say so.
Well done, Dell.
It wasn't quite bang average, but what I will say is I'm glad for Cyril Dessers, and fair enough, you know, he misses a lot of chances, but he's got a decent scoring record. And I don't know if you remember, about 4 months ago I was on this show and I said that Cyril Dessers is going to win us the league, he's going to win us the cup as well, and he's going to win us the treble. I believe he's coming good, and listen, there's a cup final to come. And there's also the game at Parkhead. I think we'll score in that. I think we'll win at Parkhead. I believe that the Rangers team, the Rangers,
we're winning the Ballon d'Or next still.
No, not quite. I'm not taking it that far. But what I'm trying to say is I'm being consistent throughout the season. I see something in that player. And I believe our manager sees it as well. And listen, my hero, my all-time hero is Alan McCoist. I've named my son after Alan McCoist. And Alan McCoist, at the start of his Rangers career, was similar to what Cyril Dessers is doing right now. He missed more chances. It took Alan McCoist 10 chances to score one goal. And look at what Alan McCoist went on and done. So I believe, and all I wanted to do was, I just wanted to say to Hugh, I've listened to you for 35, 36 years. I admire everything you've achieved in your career as a journalist. I believe in what you say. But earlier on when you said that the Celtic and Rangers are bang average, I believe that while you're saying that, Hugh, what does that say to the rest of the league? You know, I think we should be on platforms like this to talk upper league. I think we should be saying, you know, we deserve more than we're getting for TV contracts and all that stuff. But journalists in positions like you are, Hugh, I think you should maybe just try and talk us up a wee bit. But saying things like bang average and all that, I don't see how that adds to your game.
From my perspective, I reserve the right to write in a newspaper or to say on this programme what I believe to be the case.
Adele's not saying you don't have the right to do it. He's just disagreeing with the sentiment. He's not saying you don't have the right.
I think he is.
No, he's not.
He's saying he's saying that my duty is to talk up the game. My duty is to talk up the game or talk it down if I feel it's necessary.
Yeah, but I suppose you would understand where Adele's coming from. Like, you're allowed to focus on the excitement of it, and it's exciting at the same time, and it's so close. It's kind of what we said yesterday. We're not having, how has today turned into debate about whether Celtic and Rangers are bang average? It's not the point. That's not today's story. We'll do it at some point if you feel strongly about it. But thank you to Dell. What a game, by the way. I like to think our cup's the best cup. Man United were 3-0 up, 3-0 up at Coventry, and it is 3-3, and it is about to finish. Quite a day. Anyway, more of your calls next.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard with Call Robert Accident Repair. Fault and non-fault insurance specialist. Robert will even pay your excess. The games are over. The talking begins. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard's open line.
The dust beginning to settle at Hampden then, where Rangers have beaten Hearts by 2, Cyril Dessers goals to nil to secure their place in the Scottish Cup final. They will meet Celtic there after a dramatic afternoon against Aberdeen yesterday. You could look back on that on the phones if you wanted, but I suppose hot off the press, so to speak, is that Rangers result. So what did you make of it? What jumped out for you today? Good, bad, somewhere in between? Get all your thoughts over to us, please. That FA Cup tie between Coventry and Man United has now gone to extra time. Man United were 3-0 up before the hour mark, and it's finished 3-3. Scott McTominay kind of did his bit. He scored at least. That's me clinging on to any Scottish positivity in there. But it'll be an interesting finish to that one. Thomas is on the line. Now, Thomas is a Celtic fan, but he neutrally, well, no such thing, I suppose, in this city, but he observed the game today and he's got some observations for us, Thomas. Tell us them.
I was shocked at Hearts' approach to the match. It took almost 70 minutes for Naismith to try and do something to affect the outcome. The quality of the player the day, I thought, was terrible. The only player on the park I would have paid to watch was Diamande. I can't understand how Hearts can get to that level at that stage of competition and then show up like that. There was no reaction after half time, nothing. I think the result today, Rangers getting to the final, was just going to paper all the cracks. They were vulnerable today. I know that guy scored 2 goals, but he should have had about 7. That there's nothing in that Rangers strike force that would worry Sally, even as bad as we played at the back yesterday. I understand there will be an out. There's a people say, aye, but you're defence. If anybody knows Liam Scales' capabilities, it's Aberdeen. And they played it yesterday. There's no doubt about it. And they say like fans will say Greg Taylor is the best at the back post. I was susceptible, but nah, the day I thought the quality on show for a semi-final was atrocious.
I think they're two different things though, Mark. When Thomas said Hearts approach and then quality, and he can roll them together, I don't think they're the same thing. I don't think there was anything wrong with Hearts approach in the second half.
No.
But when they tried to approach it right,
yeah,
their lack of quality showed up. It feels like, you know, I think those are different things.
But I thought Hearts were marginally better in the second half. Daz disagrees with me. I just thought they had a wee bit more about them. And they managed to work the ball into areas, whether that be from Suter giving up a couple of opportunities or through design themselves. It was when they got in those areas that just wrong decisions or no decisions in Vargas's case. And again, there wasn't much between the teams at all, apart from Dessers, who, I don't know why Dessers is getting stuck. I don't think Dessers missed seven chances or anything like
not
that.
A chance, not a chance.
Two opportunities or three opportunities. Four. One he missed in the opening minutes, two he scored, and the other one he squared to Silva when Silva went down. That's what I'm remembering. So for that, I guess the intensity from Hearts might have disappointed Stephen Naismith. I thought, again, Rangers were below par, and I said before, if you're going to win a semi-final against either Celtic or Rangers, you need Celtic or Rangers to play below par, and you need to take full advantage of that. And Hearts certainly didn't take advantage.
I think Hearts should be embarrassed by their performance. I go back to the point, people are paying £40 per ticket. Nearly 20,000 people came from Edinburgh to watch Hearts, and they embarrassed themselves on the big occasion. And, you know, for Stephen Naismith, I love to hear his post-match interview. You know, I hope it's not the usual platitudes trying to just tell as black as white.
Do you not think an embarrassment is like 5-6-0 though? I mean, we said it before, it wasn't a game high on quality, so don't confuse that statement. With 10 minutes to go, we are saying this is tense. Hearts could snatch something here. Not because it was brilliant, but I just wonder if we are saying that with 10 minutes to go, how can it be as an embarrassment? That seems very strong.
Are they just general, from a general observation from the start of the match until the finish, their performance was totally inadequate?
No, but your general observation with 10 minutes to go was that Hearts could get into this.
They could nick it, yeah. One lucky minute.
But then a minute ago you just said from start to finish it was inadequate and embarrassing. So which was it? That's a contradiction.
No, I don't believe that it is necessarily a contradiction. Just one moment could have got them an equaliser, but the moment didn't materialise. And when it did for Oda, his finish was inadequate.
I've got to say, Hugh, I know what you're saying, right, but I never looked at that game and thought, my biggest problem with Hearts was, where is that one moment going to come from?
Yeah.
Because every time they get into an opportunity, their final ball was hopeless. You know, lack quality. And then Rangers got the part and punished them. You talk about players in the park today, and I don't know if people agree to me. I thought Cantwell was excellent today. Uh-huh. I really did. Yeah. He lays on the two goals for Dessers. I thought he worked his shift. Now, some people are not big Cantwell fans because he gets caught up a little bit on the pitch. It's sometimes all about him. Today, I thought he worked brilliantly for the team.
Yeah, I mean, Thomas, you said only Diamande was good and no one would strike fear into you as a Celtic fan. But did Todd Cantwell not have one of his better games?
Todd Cantwell was merciful in Coronation Street than at Hampden. Believe me, he's embarrassing.
He was good today.
All the antics. I really don't know how people can applaud that. Mm. That's bringing our game down, that or that diving, trying to get people booked and all that.
Did he dive today? What do you mean? What did he do today? What antics today?
Every time a player went near me was on about the park. Surely you remember that? Surely you remember that? Claiming for things that just didn't happen.
I remember he got the poke in the eye or whatever. I mean, it's not, I'm not trying to catch you out, jog your memory. What happened today that you felt aggrieved about? Just tell us what the example was.
Well, I can't remember what minutes of our own, but you can't.
I'm not asking what minute, but you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, maybe it did, and I just can't remember it, Mark. You can
Thomas, you might have a history of that. Today I didn't really see it. I've got to agree with Daz in this one. I thought Cantwell took up some good spaces. I thought then his final ball was poor. However, I thought then he did get better as the game wore on, and that second goal comes from him and the difference between Vargas at one end of the pitch and Cantwell at the other. Cantwell was decisive. He drove at the Hearts back line and he picked the right pass at the right time. And that settles the game, 2-0. So Cantwell, I thought, was the best player on show. No, I don't think I would agree with Diamandé really standing out. I can't even remember too much that he did, but I would agree with Daz in this one. Cantwell, probably him and Dessers were the pick of the bunch.
The first goal came from Cantwell as well. He plays Dessers in with a nice pass. I know it's a simple pass. I look at players that have come in for a lot of criticism, right? And I think you've got to give them a pat in the back when they stand up to it. I thought Dessers, brilliant for him today. His second first finish is really, really good. I know that people label him with this chances. I can't be bothered with that. I thought Cantwell, sometimes not my favourite player to watch. I thought he was excellent the day. He worked for a team, everything about him. He set up the two goals. He took up great positions.
He had one little period in the game where he was getting involved in tackles and you thought he's going to end up with a booking.
Yeah,
here,
I did think that myself, Hugh, but he didn't. But
I'm agreeing with you. The Thomas is a Celtic supporter. The Celtic supporters dislike Cantwell, always have, and Cantwell was the whipping boy. But I think Thomas is overlooking the fact that he was, without question, Rangers' best player.
So you think Celtic win this final, Thomas?
For all the negative headlines that they're bringing, it's embarrassing.
What is?
They're diving about the park, they're rolling about the pitch, getting on a injured, trying to get players booked. It's embarrassing.
Well,
I think when it comes around individually, everybody said Fabio Silva did too much of it at the Old Firm game. I think the Rangers fans said it. I'm trying to sort of move that, see what else we could discuss. Thomas is still on it, which is, I suppose, his...
Well, look, Cantwell, look,
I just didn't notice a particularly bad day for it today.
There was one wee moment in that second half. Cantwell, I thought, was fouled by Devlin. He stayed on his feet, and then I thought he was body checked, and the referee had a look at both of them and chose not to award any of them. I thought he was hard done by, actually, and he should have been awarded a foul. So I didn't see too much of that from Cantwell. Listen, the Silva one, we've chatted about it. I don't know what Silva's thinking there, and if he has dived, which it certainly looked like to me, I wonder why he would dive.
Well, I keep watching. He's not claiming for anything, but you're right. It's certainly the action looks that way, but I don't know. I just don't get it. There's only one man who will know.
You'd have to get inside his head and ask him why he just didn't tap the ball in the net. So that's on Silva. And if Philippe Clement looks at that and thinks the same as I do, then he's every right to pull up his striker and say, listen, we're not a club that tolerates that, and I would have rather have finished the game 3-0 than 2-0 and looking for a penalty. So that's up to the Rangers manager to sort that out. But for the rest of it, I didn't see many Rangers players throwing themselves
I think Todd Cantwell needed if his impact, the one you feel he had, if that's shared by Philippe Clement, do you feel he needed that? It's been an up and down season for him.
Yeah, I think he needed a big game, because he was another one that was coming in for a bit of criticism from the Rangers supporters. We've always said his good ability. I've been very critical of Todd Cantwell in some games, but I've got to say, you've got to give credit when credit's due. You can't just keep picking on this. Well, he's diving about. Todd Cantwell wasn't diving about the ground today. I thought he was Rangers' best player. I give Dessers a lot of credit for two goals.
What do you make of Diamandé? He was the only one Thomas gave pass marks to.
Diamandé was okay for me with Lundstrom in the middle. I didn't say he was an outstanding performance. Rangers done enough to... I keep going back to it. I know that Hearts had a little bit more possession second half, but they never had any quality in the final third that I was looking, thinking, oh, Hearts are going to get right back into this game. I always thought Rangers were comfortable enough to get through and what you would call not an exciting semi-final.
To be fair, is that because you had kind of made your mind up about Hearts' quality, if that makes
probably,
sense? Like, they still had opportunities that they should have made more of.
Yeah, but they're getting any good positions that they just couldn't capitalise on at all. They couldn't get a... Every time they picked the wrong choice, they made the wrong, obviously the wrong decision, and I thought they were a bit... They weren't sharp enough. You look at Shanklin, I didn't think he was on his toes sharp and burying things like he normally does. I just thought that Hearts were flat today.
Flat. How would you describe it, Hearts fans? Maybe you would agree with Hugh Keevan's embarrassing, because I think when you're a fan and you've got the emotion, it probably does feel that way. So if you want to put that across, we are here for you on 01419511025, and we'll hear from the managers next.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard with Call Robert Accident Repair.
accident not your fault? You'll be back on the road within 24 hours. After they play, you have your say. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboards Open Line.
What a quick day this has been. We're into the final part. Hopefully we're going to hear from the managers very soon. I think we are on track to do that. Philippe Clement's been in the chair for about 10 minutes or so, so we should be all good to go. Hugh, I've found one along your lines. Graham, a Hearts fan, you do think it was embarrassing, Graham? What was embarrassing about it?
It was just the fact that the team didn't turn up. I don't know what it is with Rangers. It's been the same all season, but we just don't turn up to play against Rangers. We've done it against Celtic, and if you get beat 5-0 but the team turn up, you can take it. But today they certainly didn't. It definitely was embarrassing. We were saying the exact same thing in the car on the way out, and then Hugh said it, and then Hughes were disagreeing, saying it's so embarrassing because they get beat 2-0, but it feels embarrassing to us. Because,
and to be fair, I did acknowledge that before the break. I think when you're a fan, it maybe I can speak without the emotion, so I get that. If you feel embarrassed, I can't tell you any different. I'm given the sort of neutral's perspective with Mark to say it doesn't look like a day to us where you go, oh, look at this embarrassing Hearts team. But you pay your money, you're entitled to feel that way. What was it about the decision making? Is that a pressure thing? Is it an occasion thing, or has it been like that all season? I would assume not.
I just don't know what it is with Rangers. Some of the Hearts fans will say that it's because Naismith used to be a Rangers player, and that's why we don't do it, and it's a biased thing. But I don't believe that myself. It's just genuinely, I'm in disbelief. I don't know why we don't do it, but for some reason, every time it came to us and Rangers this season, we just don't seem to turn up or try. Or I think it was 89 minutes before we had. The stats will tell you it was 3 shots on target, but for us, there was 1 shot on target, and that Rangers were there for the taking. They get beat by Ross County, they drew with Dundee, and I was feeling optimistic. And then, lo and behold, thumbs up to the game today, and nah, just didn't happen. It was an utter letdown.
But this is the bit we specialise in, this stuff, and I know Graham was sort of paraphrasing other people rather than offering it as his own. But when Kenneth Vargas is bursting into the box and he picks the wrong option, it's not got nothing to do with Stephen Naismith having played for Rangers. When Oda opens it up on his right foot and he's 10 yards out and all he needs to do is roll it into a corner, it's got nothing to do with Stephen Naismith playing for Rangers.
I'm sorry that I'm happy that Graham phoned in. I'm sorry he's going down that particular road, because that's a Glasgow thing. That's the way we think here in Glasgow. But I'm not concerned with that. I'm concerned with Hearts campaign for 50% of the tickets. We want our people there. And if ever there was a time to take on Rangers, it was today on the back of Dingwall and Dens Park. But the overall impression with 90 plus minutes of football was that for me, they didn't show up at all. They were redundant on the big day.
And it was their most important players, the players that have got them to third all season. Shankland's, Vargas has been good all season. Even look at Forrest when he was on the pitch. You know, all those players have scored goals and entertained the fans. But on the big stage at Hampden, where Rangers were poor, I've got to say, the Rangers were poor and there were opportunities to be had. They couldn't make the most of it. So I totally get Graham's point. If you're a Hearts fan and you see that unfolding in front of you, and you've watched it all season, Shankland's outstanding goals in the variety, and Forrest being electric, and Vargas scoring goals, and you're thinking, well, why can you not do it at this moment when we need it most? So I get the frustration. Every Hearts fan must be feeling the same at the minute, because the quality was poor and Rangers did give up openings. You look at Suter a couple of times, you know, better decision making. And yeah, Hearts were right in there. And it's the opposite. When Hearts gave up the couple opportunities, Dessers was the man to punish him. That's the difference in the game. That was it for me.
I said at the beginning of the game, for Hearts to have any chance they had to score the first goal, I thought the belief went right out of them when Rangers scored after only 5 minutes. They were all over the place at the start. Their quality, they played a little bit better. I agree with Martin in that sense. They got a little bit more possession second half, but their quality, they done absolutely nothing with it. If I was a Hearts fan going down that M8 tonight, I know what Hugh's talking about, the price of tickets and all that, and that is very expensive now, and to go and support your team, I'd be highly disappointed in my team's efforts this afternoon.
£800,000 worth of tickets.
Yeah, and by the way, can I just say something? The Stephen Naismith playing with Rangers is absolutely nonsense, and I wish people would get away from all that. Stephen Naismith's a young manager that's trying to make his way in the game. He would have loved nothing better to enhance his reputation and beating Rangers in a semi-final and taking on Celtic in a final.
My day started in a ticket office at a railway station with Rangers fans telling me that Aberdeen lay down to Celtic yesterday. And now we've got the old one about Hearts don't try against Rangers. This is Planet Glasgow. That's the way it is. I'm confining myself to saying, if that was your best shot on the big occasion, do me a favour.
Can it be easier to take a battering, Graham?
Say that again, sorry.
Can it sometimes be easier to take a battering than the type of day you're describing, where like it kind of is there for the taking, but you don't do enough and it passes you by?
That's what you were saying before the game. I could understand if, see if you go and you have a go and you get beat 5-0, which when we get beat 5-0, we didn't have a go. But if you go and you have a go and you get beat 5-0, you can take that, because you can, at least you can say, well, we tried. But today and every single game against Rangers this season, we haven't tried, we haven't turned up. Shankland is a talisman, he is brilliant, he is a great player. But today, when he was losing the ball, he was shouting everybody else and having a go at everybody else. And it's like, go and win the ball back. Why are you shouting everybody else? Why are you blaming everybody else? Just go and win the ball back. Like, try and win the game, try and go for it. Like, there was a couple of times where he stopped and was shouting everybody else and then the ball went out of play. So, like, why are you bothering doing that? Just go for it and try and win the ball back rather than shouting at the team. It's just, I don't know, it's embarrassing and it is hard to take. I just don't understand why, for some reason, against Rangers, we just don't seem to try. I don't believe they're not trying. I don't mean that. I'm not saying that when it comes to Rangers, they go, oh, we don't try against Rangers. But for every other team in the league, we turn up. But for some reason, against Rangers, whether the tactics are wrong and the players are wrong, we just don't seem to contend the match. If you contend the match, you can take it. If you don't contend the match, then that's what's hard to take and that's what's embarrassing.
Yeah, I get that. I suppose there's a counter-argument which says, well, Rangers are better than all the other teams in the league, with the exception of Celtic. And I get that Hearts have done well in those fixtures. But here are the thoughts of Philippe Clement following that one.
I hear now that it's 22 years ago that it was a Scottish Cup final with the old firm, so I think it will be a big rush for tickets. Pleasing is maybe not a good word. It's what I expected. It's what I demanded. It's what I wanted. It's what I knew I would get of the team also. I was totally not pleased about Ross County, about the game, where we lost our structure, where we lost our normal football. Against Dundee, we were too much in a rush to score the goal. Today we found the right balance again. What we've been doing for a lot of months, but it's been challenging last couple of months with all the injuries and players in and out and lacking rhythm also. Today again, if you see the bench, it's stronger again. So that's going to be important. The next couple of weeks, we will have one game a week. We were, before this Cup semi-final, the only team who played during the week. It makes a difference because you need to look at that. If you have 3 games in 7-8 days and you have players coming out of injury, you cannot let them play all the minutes. So it's been a puzzle around that. In this last part of the season, it's going to be a really challenge in the squad with players coming back, that the quality rises in the training and that the quality rises in the game also, because you have a strong bench.
That is the bit we've got to look forward to, Hugh. I know, obviously, Rangers have had a fairly disappointing period in terms of domestic success and so on, but still 22 years since these sides met in a Scottish Cup final. You would think it happened all the time here. 22 years.
Yeah, for teams who are so dominant, the only two teams in the country that have a chance of winning things as a rule, 22 years.
That would tell you not the cups, to be fair. Yeah, there has been a bit of a spread. But
22 years is an astonishing length of time to be apart. But we now have a climax to the season, which is off the scale. We have the two of them going for the league title and the two of them going for the cup. We have one going for a double, they hope, and another one going for a treble, they hope. And I think Clement chose his words carefully today, and his start to the conversation there was entirely appropriate. It was what I expected, demanded and wanted, he said. And we can go on all day about the quality of the game, but Dessers got the goals that mattered. Dessers was one of the men who mattered, along with Cantwell, and what he expected, demanded and wanted, he got from Dessers and Cantwell.
Because I suppose, Gordon, it was against the backdrop of what happened last Sunday and on Wednesday. We talk about cup semi-finals sort of existing on their own, and it all just been about getting through to the final. Mm. We've said that a lot, but I suppose you can't ignore what's gone before. When Rangers go out of any semi-final, there would be criticism. Can you imagine they'd gone out of this one on the back of those last two results? So I suppose that just highlighted what the main job was today.
Yeah, I think since the manager walked into the building, it's the first time probably at 3 o'clock this afternoon he felt a little bit of pressure. I know that the Rangers fans love him and it's not his team and he's got to tune out them, but if you're a winner and you want to go and win things and you know that Celtic are in the final, that was a pressure game for Rangers today. And he'll be delighted to get over the line. Look, he'll analyse it, he'll look at different ways of changing it, maybe sharpen up a little bit. I just think these team, as much as Hearts had a little bit better in the second half, Rangers always looked like they were the ones that were going to get into the cup final. It was a big result for them, and as Hugh quite rightly says, we've got a brilliant end to the season.
Yeah, because Mark, the Rangers were supposed to be fragile. You would understand that going into today. So I suppose starting well, getting in front, and then ultimately coming through it is the response to that.
Well, I think that's the positives Philippe Clement can take. Getting into the final and looking like they have a solid foundation, that is the positives. But semi-finals, it's all about getting to the final, and Rangers are there. And what we've got now is 5 weeks of ups and downs, culminating in a first Scottish Cup final between these two in 2 decades. It's going to be a remarkable end to this season.
I always say this show is unmissable. I would say that. I'm biased, I have to be. But really, think about it. Between now and the end of the season, we're going to go straight into the post-split fixtures. The title race will be decided between Glasgow's big two. Who'll be relegated? Who'll make the European places? Who'll win the Scottish Cup? Because those famous rivals will meet again, as we now know, after a dramatic weekend. An unbelievable day at Hampden yesterday saw Celtic go through in penalties, and Rangers responded today. You're going to have to get it in your diary. Set a reminder every night, 6 o'clock, starting again tomorrow. We will be here. We look forward to it. And Hits UK chart with Sam Thompson's up next.